All right, so this is a one-shot game called Roanoke. It uses the Wushu system. We made characters, so we'll just go around and introduce our characters here. Justin?
Kunta Kinte, the warrior hunter, always gets the best deal sort of guy.
Amanda?
Simon, traveling scholar, straits historian, duelist, vigilant. He is scared of beasts.
Oh yeah, Kunta Kinte is scared of fire.
And I have Barnaby Barton, a marine. He is a marksman and a sailor, and also stubborn. His fear is of the savages. Kunta Kinte, strangely named, is, he considers him to be one of the more dependable ones, but probably doesn't trust him fully. We'll figure it out.
All right, so it is morning. It is mid-October. About 2 months ago, Governor White left to go back to England to get more supplies. Because it appeared that you guys were not ready for winter. You have some cultivators, but the land is not quite growing as much food as you'd hope. It is morning. You guys are in the main square doing whatever you guys normally do for work around the colony. As some background, the year is 1587. 3 years ago, England sent a number of soldiers here. They set up a fort. Walter Raleigh went back to the Queen. They came back in 1586 and discovered that the fort was torn down and all the soldiers were missing.
As well as the people.
As well as the few settlers that had gone with them.
Wait, was it mostly soldiers?
It was mostly soldiers. So now in 1587, they've sent a whole bunch of new colonists, you guys there, except for Justin, who was already around. So they sent the new colonists here, and you guys have finished building the town, you're all set up, and some of the ships have gone back to England to get supplies. It's normally a 3-month crossing, but it depends on exactly, you know, how God favors you. We will see when he gets back, but right now it's middle of October, it's getting cold out, or cool, and you guys are doing your normal business in the town square when you hear a shout coming from down by the dock.
I'm in town?
Yes.
Okay.
I would imagine you're like trading or something.
Mm-hmm. You're all in town right
squirrel!
Now.
Squirrel! Get your squirrel!
So you guys hear a cry from down by the docks, and someone seems to be screaming that there's a body in the water.
Oh, dear.
Well, okay, well, I'm gonna head over because I imagine I'm bored out of my skull.
And yeah, the natives haven't attacked for like 3 weeks since you burned down that one village, so it's pretty boring around here.
I need a book.
yeah, so I'm going to check it out.
Are you guys going down?
Yeah.
I finish up my deal of getting the best deal.
I close my book.
As I tend to do.
So go ahead, roll one die, just for a quick check here, to see how your deal went. What's your skill with it?
3.
Okay, so roll a die.
You see, getting fresh squirrel isn't easy. You have to go out, trap it. I mean, look at that. There's plenty of meat on this. This is a fat. This is a fat squirrel. Surely it demands 2 shillings. One, only one.
Just for a quick check, you just roll 1. So 2. Yep. Yeah, you get a good deal for your squirrel. 4 glass beads or whatever.
Whatever they
probably actually traded useful stuff.
Yeah.
So you get a good trade, and then you head down. So you're the first one down there. There's a bunch of people standing at the edge of the dock shouting, and there does seem to be a body floating face first in the water.
All right, clothing. What can I tell about this person when they're face down? Man, woman?
Looks like a man.
Okay.
It looks like it's one of the soldiers.
Okay.
Is he blue?
He's not moving.
Okay.
So no, but no one's jumped in because no one really knows how to swim. They're kind of trying to pull him in with poles. You could go help.
Can I swim?
Poles. Can you swim?
Yes.
Well, yeah, you can
swim. I am a savage.
I mean, I wouldn't try to swim too far out. It's cold, it's October, but yeah, you could probably wade in and pull him out.
I jump in.
Okay.
I pull him back.
He is most definitely dead.
Is he? What does his skin look like? His
blue.
Face?
Blue.
Like he drowned.
Yeah.
That man is certainly dead.
shilling for your troubles. They toss you a coin. So yeah, there's a dead guy. Everyone starts murmuring about what's going on. Grant, you know that he was a soldier.
Yep.
And you know that he was, you know, maybe he could have fallen in, but he was not on duty last night. So the only reason he would be down by the docks is if he was meeting someone, or, yeah, either he was meeting someone or he didn't drown here. Maybe he got thrown in at a different location, or maybe someone killed him and then threw him in the water. You don't know.
I check him for any, like, puncture wounds, stab marks. Where would I stab a guy?
You do a quick autopsy.
Autopsy is not a word that's well known.
If I wanted to incapacitate
a person.
You do notice that on his forearms, there are some scratches, like he was defending himself against someone with a sword or something like that, or a knife.
I point those out to the savages, as I call the colonists. Or as I think of them.
Okay, are these, like, deep cuts?
Well, they tore through the clothing, but they're not too deep.
Does it look like a beast, or...
It could have been an animal. It's hard to say.
Well, like, are they more uniform, or...
No, they're random. So it could have been a knife, or it could have been, like, a bunch of claw marks.
Well, I just think from hunting, I would know from...
You can't tell. I mean, because it kind of looks... It doesn't look like a wild animal attack. It looks more like a person attacked him.
Okay. I assume, like, most of the colony is, like, aware of this now, yeah?
Yeah, most of them are down at the waterfront now.
Okay.
Yes. So everyone's, oh my god, what do we do? What's going on?
There's a murderer among us.
So.
Maybe they killed him for something. I pat down his pockets.
There's one sovereign in his pocket.
What's a sovereign?
Coin.
Okay.
So yeah, you find one sovereign in his pocket. Are you taking it?
No.
That's all he has on him.
Is that like a small amount of money?
Yeah, but maybe he spent it on other stuff. Or maybe his money, he doesn't carry all of his money with him.
Well, if he wasn't robbed, or they would have taken all his money.
Yeah.
Would he have had a coin purse?
Maybe, maybe not.
Maybe this was a lucky coin?
Maybe. So that's what you guys find out. They pull the body in, and the priest comes down, and everyone's like, tragedy. He must have fallen in the water. Lucky for us, we had a savage who could swim, but civilized people were not meant to swim in the water. So then they take the body away, so they're going to go bury him in the admittedly growing too quickly cemetery at the edge of the settlement. You guys head back about your normal business.
Okay. So how many deaths have there been recently in the colony?
A few, but, I mean, you're thousands of miles away from home in a land colonized by animals and savages.
Okay.
It's a rough one.
You guys have never been before, and you weren't prepared, so...
Any drownings recently?
No, this is the first person who drowned.
Recently.
Alright, so Justin, you have sold all of your wares, so it's time to go hunting again. Obviously, you don't want to go back to the mainland, because there's still plenty of room on the island. Go ahead, you can give me a hunting roll. Describe how you're hunting.
I am hunting for some rabbits and deer. Venison is quite popular with these savages.
How are you going to hunt?
I am going to actually start looking for
footprints.
I am going to start looking for trees that I know where deer tend to frequent, or rub against, or look for a common foot deer. Deer make path when they run through areas, like broken
and footprints.
Game trails and such.
Yep. Yep. So I'm using that to track.
Okay, give me two dice.
Double sixes.
So that's a fail.
Yeah.
So you find nothing, and you find nothing, and then all of a sudden you trip over a root and fall into, like, a small crevasse or hole. So you fall into the crevasse. So you fall forward, trip, roll down the hole, hit your head on the side, and when you sort of, like, come back to in a few seconds, you notice that you are laying next to what?
It is a large golden idol that has a map on it.
Large golden idol covered in leaves and vines, but you notice it because you hit your head against it.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to do with it?
Take it. This looks special.
Okay.
Those savages love shiny things.
Okay, so you pick it up. It's very heavy.
It is.
So you are going to... Are you going to... How are you going to carry it back to the colony?
Knapsack? Yep.
Bye. Okay. So you have 200 pounds of gold in your very heavy knapsack.
Yep.
That you're dragging across the forest floor.
Yes.
Okay.
Slowly. It's heavy.
So you're dragging it across the forest floor. So you're almost there, and then you realize that as soon as they see this, everyone's going to want it from you, especially because it's not yours. I mean, this is their island. They bought it. So if you found it here...
There's those savages.
You need to think of what you're going to do with it and how you're going to sell it.
I need to bring it back to my village.
On the mainland?
On the mainland.
Okay, so you need to
figure out... I need to get back to my boat.
You need to get it to your boat.
Yes.
Okay. So you're... Are you just going to drag it there, or...
I'm going to head to a place near the... I'm going to drag it to somewhere near the shoreline where I can then pick it up from my with my boat.
Where on the map?
Where am I right now?
Here, at the village, or just outside the village.
Let's see, I was here. So I'm going to drag it somewhere around here.
Okay. So you drop it off there. While you're doing that, Amanda, what are you doing?
Just reading.
You're reading? Are you in your house?
Yes.
Your log cabin? There is a knock on the door.
Oh, interesting. I go answer the door.
It's somebody you don't like in the colony. Who is it?
Remember those names. Robert.
Robert?
Robert Dinklage.
Do you just want a random name?
Yeah.
Chase.
Okay.
So Robert Chase. He shows up. Ah, Simon. I have some interesting things to talk to you about. Do you mind if I come in?
Oh, please come in. I don't have much time.
Oh, no, no. This will only take but a moment. I was talking with Mrs. Dove, and she mentioned that you were telling her about some books you'd been reading
recently. I mean, a lot of books, yes.
And about how you'd been maybe saying certain incantations out of them to help her garden grow.
Outrageous.
Oh, don't lie to me. I know what you are. So he is going to say, I know what you are. Mrs. Dove told me about what you did with the garden and how the next week, all of a sudden, the plants were growing much better. I know that you have magical books that you say incantations out of. I will not hesitate to go to the priest and tell him about them. So he's going to take four. He's going to do 4 points. He's going to roll 4 dice against you to do social combat. How do you respond?
Sir, if you don't understand that flowers are going to grow in the summer, it's a fact of sunlight, water, we're surrounded. I can't believe you think that just because I read a book, it makes me some sort of, what do you call it, witch? How dare you spout lies? And what's her face? This Dove. What's a time period alcohol? She's seriously been dipping into the alcohol.
Okay, so go ahead, roll 5 dice. You can either do attack or defense, or you can split up the roll how you see fit. He's not defending, he's just going to roll all out attack, because he was not expecting you to defend yourself at all. So you can do just straight defense, but that won't really stop him. He'll just keep going, or you can...
Attack, defense, attack.
2 and 2?
2 and 2. So he got 1 success. Against you, so you do 2 points to him, counter him pretty well.
Then does that mean she defended 2 points of his points of attack?
Yeah, and he scored 1 point, so she doesn't do any damage. You don't lose any damage, no.
Okay.
So at this point, since he's down to 1, he is going to withdraw, and he's going to say, unless you give me what I want, I'm going to go to the priest about this. And what is his demand? What does he want from you?
What is the... Is he a noble person, or like...
Yeah, I mean, he's not noble, but yeah, he's higher status.
Money. Feels comfortable enough.
He wants money on some sort of expedition. He wants knowledge from you.
So he wants you to give him information about the local area.
He's maps. Looking. He wants your maps. That's...
Yeah, he wants your maps.
Okay.
Those are worth, well...
A lot.
Their weight in gold wouldn't be that much, but...
They're worth a lot.
Yep.
Your highly detailed maps that... Governor White left you of the island and the surrounding area.
Sure.
So he wants your maps.
I'll make you a copy.
No, he wants the originals. He wants your maps. He says, consider it.
Honey, you wouldn't give people your maps either, really.
I give her my firstborn child?
Robert leaves, and you have to decide if you're going to give him the maps or not. I mean, because these are the maps you guys use to get around the place and avoid the shoals and know where you are on the island. So.
Shoals?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Water.
Yep. Yeah.
Reef. Yeah, there
reef.
You go.
Yeah.
Could I make my own copies?
You could. You don't know how well they'd turn out, how good of a draftsman you are, because you don't really have a skill in draftsman. All right, Grant.
All right.
What are you doing during the
raid? I'd imagine since one of our own died, we're having to wake for...
Tomorrow.
Well, then I guess this evening we're drinking.
Okay, so you...
How's that different from every other night?
Are you at home or at the bar? The tavern?
Tavern.
Okay. You're at the tavern. Go ahead. What are your skills? What is your social skill?
Stubborn.
Stubborn. Okay. Give me a roll to see how many rounds you do before you decide it's probably time to go home.
Okay. 6 rounds.
Okay. So, give me...
You're not a lightweight.
Apparently. You head home, because Edward finally kicks you out of the bar, the tavern. He's like, okay, time to go home. And he pushes you out the door. So you get home, you lay down on the floor, and sort of lift up the floorboards and start reaching around, and then you suddenly realize there's only, like, 2 bottles left in there.
Oh. Well, my mind's not totally
in. Not that it stops you from pulling it out and taking a long draft from it,
but... I thought that was the plan all week.
Hey.
You need to find a way. Winter's coming. You need to find a way to stock up on your stores again.
Okay.
Of course, without letting anyone find out.
Oh, let's see here. I've now had my 7th round. So what would be a good idea to me right now? It's like, oh.
How drunk are you?
I need to do some problem solving here.
Well, how strong is that?
Well, how's this...
Edward stores his stuff somewhere, right? If you could get in there... If you could get in there without him knowing, you could probably just walk out of there with it, right?
Right.
That seems reasonable to me.
Of course it does.
What hour of the night is it now?
Midnight?
Yeah, it's nighttime.
Alright, 2 October night.
Yep.
So I will go ahead and, you know, just kind of walk about the town. Is there any sort of curfew?
No. I mean... Yeah. Yes, there is generally people do just return to their homes at nighttime when the sun sets, unless they're at the tavern, but there's not an enforced curfew.
All right. Anyways, I'm going to go ahead and just kind of walk around the tavern, like around the back.
Okay.
Is there like any sort of back entrance or?
Yes, there's a back door.
All right. I guess I'll give a listen to the back of it.
You hear Edward, but he's not right inside the door. He looks, sounds like he's out at the bar serving patrons. So.
Okay, I'm gonna have a look inside.
Door does not open. It seems like it's barred on the inside.
Can I just, like, see? Is there, like, a gap where I can see the bar?
Oh, yeah. Do you want to break open the door, or do you want to... You could try and figure out some way to lift the bar.
I'll get out my saber just briefly and just kind of, like... You know, wedge it in the door and, like, try to lift it up, see if it can be lifted up.
Okay, so you put your saber in and hook it around and pull it up. Do you have a skill with your saber?
Not with my saber, no. And I'm also really, really drunk, so I'd imagine it wouldn't apply.
So you put your saber in and lift it up. So that's 1 die. So go ahead and give me a roll.
2.
Well, 2 is the basic skills, so, you succeed. You get it up and open, and the door, you push the door open. Heaven. Boxes and boxes of alcohol, as far as the eye can see, which for you is about 3 feet. But still, boxes and boxes of alcohol.
Okay.
You could just drag one of these crates back to your place, and you'd be all set for the winter.
One crate and I'd be set.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay. Describe how you're getting the crate back.
Well, how large is this crate?
Pretty big. A couple feet in every dimension. Pretty heavy.
Okay.
I mean, you could just push it. It's a little muddy, so it'd slide pretty easily.
Here, just a sec. I'm just drawing this to see for my own... Yeah, I like the idea that, you know, it's just nice... Gonna be a nice smooth ride along the muddy tracks.
So give me... Roll 2 dice.
Okay. 4 and 5.
So you're pushing it, you don't get that far, when all of a sudden you hear someone come out the front of the tavern and around the side, and they're coming towards you.
Oh.
But you do have it out the door now, so what do you do?
This crate is pretty generic looking, right? Or is there, like, obviously this is, like, a bottle?
It's generic looking.
I'll just quickly push the crate right next to the side of the building, and then just kind of, like, pretend to be pass out drunk, like, right next to the crate.
Roll 2 dice.
4 and 2.
Your success beats out his success, so he sort of notices you, and then is like, and then he stumbles on into the night. Go ahead, give me another 2 dice to roll to push your crate to your house.
One and six.
So you succeed, you get the crate pushed up to your house, and you get it to your doorway, and then you sort of start unloading it underneath your floorboards.
Nice.
So about an hour later, you've got everything unloaded.
Okay.
So then, and then you collapse into your bed. So it's the next morning. Over the next few days, Justin, what are you doing with your statue? Are you going to load it into your canoe and take it back to the mainland?
I am.
So you get your canoe, you go around in the morning to pick up your statue, because you spent all day moving it. It seems to be, like, the arms moved or something? Like, it seems to be in a different position. You're not quite sure. You don't think that's the way it looked, but...
Shiny metal. Weird.
Yeah, the shiny metal's weird. Go ahead and give me a roll to load it into your canoe. Do you have any sort of, like, shipping skill or cargo loading?
Nope.
Okay, so give me... Describe how you're going about. The more cinematic you describe it, the more dice you get.
Well, this weighs about the same size as a full, like a good elk or deer. So I'm going to try and... I know if I try and put it, like, just drop it right in. It's going to puncture it. So I'm still going to have to put it in my sack. Or I still have it in my knapsack, so I'm just going to have to, like, haul it over my shoulder.
It wasn't in your knapsack. It was just sitting out. So you put it back into your knapsack.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. That was weird. Anyway, so you load it back into your knapsack. And then what?
I am...
So you're going to load it into your knapsack.
Knapsack, and then I'm going to deadlift it up. So just kind of hold it over, and then just try and set it gingerly inside the canoe in the middle part of it. Because that's going to make it so it's not going to tip it over either which way.
So give me three dice. Your skill is a two.
I got one two.
So you get one success. So you set it in. The canoe wobbles quite a bit, but it does not tip over. And it stays in one piece for now. So what are you doing with it now?
I am going to start paddling back towards the mainland, or towards my village, which is...
Which is where? Here, somewhere along there?
Fortunately, it's a fairly straight shot, so I don't have far to go.
All right. To the north side of the mainland. So you're just going to pedal across?
Yes, and I don't have any skills in that.
Anything special that you're doing as you pedal across?
I am trying to keep it... What I'm doing is I'm noticing the rocking, so I'm trying to counteract the rocking back and forth. And by doing that, I'm pretty much alternating my weight on each side, so I'm counteracting the rocking, I guess, so...
So
I have a very awkward motion, though, but I'm fairly certain I'm not going to capsize it.
Okay, so three dice. Your skill is two in canoeing.
Two.
Two successes. You get to the village. You land at the village. All the villagers come out and ask, what do you have?
I found this in a hole.
A knapsack?
I unfurl it.
And they all gasp and look away. And then a village elder comes down and says, you must take that accursed thing away from here.
But the white man, Savage, would pay for this.
Then take it to him.
Well, I thought we could get beads and shit with this.
It's cursed.
With?
Evil magic?
What will it do? I have never heard this elder.
I have not studied evil magic. I study the good magic, the Manitow magic.
Well, then who put the curse on it? Your story is full of holes, Elder.
Evil magicians. The Wendigo tribe. If the white man favors it, bring it to him.
I will.
It cannot stay here.
Well, then
it will bring ruin to our village.
No, it won't. You're always so dramatic, Grandpa.
It has happened before.
When?
Many years ago. That is why it was removed from our village. Why we buried it on the island.
Well then what is it? What's this map?
It's not for you to know.
Then who is this idol of?
It's not for you to know.
Then what is there for me to know?
It is not ours. It is not our tribe's. It contains no good for anyone. It cannot stay on our shores. So he tells you to load it back into your canoe and bring it back.
So you bring it
a canoe back?
I canoe it back to that same hiding spot.
Okay, so go ahead and give me three dice. Do the same canoeing thing back.
Two ones! Two successes.
So I have a system! It is mid-afternoon, and you are back where you started. The idol is on the shoreline of the island.
Yeah, I'm going to Well, actually, it was in a hollowed-out stump that I found. So I put
it back into the stump,
put, like, a rock, make it look so no one would really look at it, so I camouflage it.
Okay. Give me a camouflage roll.
So I get, like, all bunch of rocks from the area. I look for any sticks, rocks, weeds, just kind of all leaves. Put all that in. Taking special time to, like, oh, no, this rock is, like, too, like, colorful. It's going to bring too much attention. So I make certain... Okay.
So 5 days.
Five days.
And what skill are you rolling against?
I'm thinking hunting since camouflage.
Okay.
So
four successes. Okay, you hide it pretty well. So are you going to try and find a buyer for it?
I am.
So you get asking around. You're looking for a buyer. So you eventually find one. You've been asking around sort of, and it doesn't seem like anyone here, like you got a couple of your friends to talk with you, and that seems to be going, you know, like you get your friends to talk with you and such, and they sort of value it as very, very valuable when you sort of like throw it out there, like, say I found a gold statue.
Mm-hmm.
They put a lot of money on it, and so you don't know, there's no one here who you know of that would have enough money to buy it. Then you meet Simon Fernandez. He is the captain. He's the man responsible for taking you guys all here. He brought you guys to the island as he was directed and dropped you off. And he stayed behind here to help out. You start talking with him and he's like, oh, did you find something that was valuable on the island? How are you going to negotiate with him to sell it? Because he says he has some friends in the Spanish court that would be willing to pay a lot of money for it.
A lot of money?
A lot of money.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to sweeten...
He then tells you a number in English that you've never heard before.
What is the number in English?
1,000? Something like that.
Sand? I don't want sand!
No, he says it's a big number. It's like 10 100s. Usually you deal in ones and tens, and 100 would be a lot. And he's saying 10 100s or more?
So I'm still trying to get a better deal because I know how heavy it is, and I know the white man really loves gold.
Okay.
I also say that it has a map, and I can only imagine whoever would
And put writing it. In a language you don't recognize, so maybe English?
Oh, okay. Yeah, it looks like your white man writing is on it. Looks like there's some islands that are nearby here, so I don't know. If they put that on a map, what else would be where it would the map is leading to? So it has to be valuable.
So. Okay, so 5 dice. He did not negotiate well against you. He's going to like sort of try and talk you down. You could defend if you want, but he's not trying to.
It's all just... I succeed on everything.
5 successes?
5 successes.
Okay, you beat him, so you raise...
I always get the best deal.
You got the best deal, yep. He's offered you 10 10 100s? 100 100s?
100 100s.
Yeah. He says that he wants to go see it. Can you take him and show it to him?
Yes.
Okay. Are you going to go right with him, or are you going to go take it out of hiding and then show it to him and then hide it again?
I'm going to take him to it, but I know that after I show him it, have to hide it again somewhere completely different.
Okay. So you bring him to it, and he looks at it, and he pulls out parchment and a charcoal pencil and starts drawing out the map on there. And he says, thank you very much.
Wait. While I see that he's drawing the map, I stop him about halfway through and like, no. You don't get to draw the entire map.
He gives you 100.
Huh?
He gives you 100.
Oh, 100.
Whatever they use.
He just gives you 100 of them.
Well, this is his first payment. He'll give you more when they take the thing.
Okay, so I've already got a very large payment.
Yes.
For just showing... Oh, okay, then never mind.
So he finishes drawing out the map.
So, yeah.
And he heads back.
So this is, I'm more than satisfied with what I've gotten already then.
So he heads back and you hide it again.
I hide it again. This time I'm farther inland and this.
Yep, and you did a good job of hiding it, so you'll hide it well again. Amanda, there's a knock on your door. You're trying to think about what you want to do with the maps. because Governor White told you to not lose them. They are very valuable, but now Robert wants them. So, what do you do? And then there's a knock on the door.
So how much time has elapsed?
That was yesterday afternoon.
Okay.
So.
And now it's what, morning? Or?
By this point, it's later in the afternoon. So there's a knock on the door.
Jeez, these small towns. Hello?
I need to see the maps.
Oh, it's you again.
No, it isn't.
Oh.
It's Simon Fernandez. It's the captain who brought you here. I need to see the maps that were left. He seems to be holding a hand-drawn map in his hand.
Okay, right this way. I lead him into my study.
Wait. He has a map. Wait, is this the guy that
yeah.
I just met? Well, okay.
Oh, good thing I still have the maps.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a sign. You shouldn't give the maps away.
Yeah.
Come what may. So he takes you
study.
In. And he takes you into the study.
Lantern, yeah.
So he asks you to pull out the map, and he has a hand-drawn map. He sort of overlays
that?
It with the island, and you notice that it almost matches up. And there seems to be a location marked just off the coast. Which on your map is marked as sort of a shallow sort of shoal or reef that's maybe 40, 50 yards from the shore.
Where did you get this map? Where did you see this?
It's just a map that the guys were passing around at the garrison. Something copied out of an old book.
Old book.
I don't know. He said his dad had a book because he could read, and they copied it before they came here. Apparently, it's the location of a shipwreck. You can tell he's lying.
These waters are too shallow, right?
Yeah. That's why you had to come around this side. So yes, it would be. Well, I mean, the ship would wreck there, but it probably would have wrecked much farther out if it could even make it through
yeah.
there. But that's his. That's what he says. I need to go talk with some of the statesmen, see if we can get some of the soldiers together. He heads out immediately.
Is he, like, frazzled or something?
Oh, he seems excited for something. And then he leaves. So, Justin, over the next few days, you are in negotiations with
yep.
him. He gives you all the details. He has contacted some people, and he wants you to take it to the south end of the island at dawn on All Saints Day.
What day is that?
November 1st. So that's about a week away now. So on that day, there'll be a Spanish ship at the south end of the island. It'll pick it up, and they will pay you
okay.
the remaining amount. So during this time, Grant, you hear from Captain Fernandez that there is an expedition that's going out.
Huh.
They found maybe buried treasure somewhere, and they're looking for volunteers for extra pay.
Well, hot damn, yes.
Do you volunteer for his...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they're looking, they're going to be headed out. There's a shipwreck or buried treasure or something off the island. They found a treasure map. So they'll be headed out shortly, but they want to get everything into order since the weather is turning bad. They need to go on a nice day. So they'll be leaving. So there's a bunch of negotiations and sitting around and some celebratory drinks.
Mm-hmm.
There are a bunch of people talking about how someone stole a crate of liquor from the tavern and they're looking for it. But it takes you a day or two to remember that that was you.
Well,
can't drink it all in one place.
So you are like, I should probably get rid of this crate that's outside my house.
Yeah, definitely.
What do you do with the crate?
I break it down and use it for kindling.
Okay, so you burn the evidence?
Yep.
Number of days go by. Justin, are you going to move the golden statue immediately or not until...
Yeah, I'm
going
to move it somewhere around here.
Well, I mean, this is like a multi-mile slog that you're dragging up a 200-pound statue.
Well, I...
And this is forest, and then the southern end is swamp.
Oh, I thought this I was going to take it in my boat.
You could certainly do that.
Like, this is a mile.
Is that like a mile?
Yeah. That seems about right.
So I drag it to my boat and load it in, same way I've been doing.
You have a boat?
A canoe.
You load it in, same way that you've been doing. You canoe it with alternating
rocking.
Motions and everything. Okay, so give me 4 dice. See how well it goes.
I have a system!
As you go out, the waters get higher.
What did I need to roll? I needed
2.
Oh, I got 1 success then.
2 is your thing. The waters grow ever higher as you go out. There seems like there's a small squall coming in. November is almost here. The waves pick up, the wind starts howling past you, and it gets two successes. So the ocean gets two successes, so you're going to tip into the ocean and lose your cargo.
If?
Unless you want to spend a point.
I spend a point, then.
Okay, go ahead, put a doom point into the bank.
Four successes.
So you have four successes into the bank. You almost tip. Almost, but just barely managed to right the canoe, and you get around to the other side of the island.
Yeah.
To the south, towards the south end of it. You sort of paddle into the swampy area and then unload it into a, you know, to more firm land, or as best as you can find.
Has the statue been moving again?
It does seem to be in a different position than you remember it, but maybe that. But it had both its arms down originally, right?
Probably.
So, sort of like. Yeah, and you've sort of started clearing it off by this point, taking the leaves and vines off of it. You do try to move it, and, like, the arms are in place. Like, it's not a movable statue in any way. It seems to be a statue of a fish. Yeah, like, the arms... No, they're both down. That's the way that you remember it. Maybe you were, like, mistaken. You move the statue in and hide it. Amanda, you've been sort of like, Simon keeps coming to you and asking to see the maps and looking at them closer. Robert keeps coming and being like, okay, are you going to give me the maps or not? And you stall. And Simon asks if you would be willing to come along with them in the map to make sure they go to the right location on his expedition.
Yeah,
I'll
go.
Okay.
Can I study the maps and see if the...
No,
can I study the map on the idol and then just go there since I know the region intimately?
Yeah, it does seem to... I mean, the map's sort of weirdly designed, but yeah, it does seem to be pointing out something on the coast of the island there that you actually went right past when you were canoeing.
Hmm. Well, maybe there's more things to sell to the Spanish man.
Grant, you're part of the expedition. You're going to the expedition. So are you going to head out there now? It looks like the expedition would be leaving tomorrow.
Do I hear about this expedition, or...?
Tomorrow is the last day of the month. You have a whole extra day until you have to be at the south end of the island. You have her. Everyone's talking about this expedition for buried treasure or whatever.
Would I be able to go? Or just could I like go along with them? Or
you could
like,
be the guide.
Oh,
they need a local guide to go. So yeah, you could do that.
So I can get paid to show them where to go. Oh, perfect.
Yep.
I'm just making money hand over fist.
Exactly. I mean, you have a canoe, so you could also go out there today, because the expedition is leaving tomorrow morning to go out there.
Sure.
So you head out there. It is a reef, so you can't get too close, because it seems to be just below the water. It's at low tide now, though, so maybe you could get over it when the tide is higher. Like, tomorrow morning it will be. But you sort of look. It seems to be some sort of reef. You don't notice a shipwreck or anything on it.
What do I notice?
Actually, it seems pretty plain. At which point, then you notice that there's... a person standing on the reef, off in the distance, like on the other side of it, closer to the island. Because you're out in the middle of the sound here, and you notice there's someone maybe on the other side of it. But they're definitely not on the island, they're on the reef.
That's odd.
So are you going to go over to them, or call out to them, or...
What do they look like? White man?
It's hard, you can't tell. It's, I mean, you're almost a mile away at this point.
Okay, so I canoe closer.
Okay, so you start canoeing closer. As you're going, you sort of, you know, you look down to make sure you're not hitting the reef. Look up, the person's there. You look down as you're canoeing. You look up, they're gone. Canoe a bit closer, and you don't see anyone in the water, unless they drowned already. You don't see anyone on the shore, like they swam to the shore, but you're not sure where they went.
The spirits are giving me a vision.
The spirits are giving you a vision.
What does it mean? I shall consult with the elder, my elder.
Okay, so you canoe to your
village.
Head back to your village. Do not go to the island!
I've already been to the island!
It is a cursed place.
Wait, this island or the reef?
The reef! It is cursed. It was an island. It was part of the island.
And then what happened?
It was a village, and the evil wizards came, and they
evil
cursed
wizards?
It, and it sunk into the ocean. There was a village there. The Croatoans had a village there. They offended the...
spirits.
The bad wizards, the bad spirits. And they cursed the village, and the village sunk into the ocean. And they all died.
How did they offend the spirits?
Offended them. By interfering in their area. The whole island belongs to the bad spirits. That is why no one lives there.
Why do we live here? So close to the bad spirits.
This area is safe.
What makes it safe?
It's not their land.
So then how did we sell the island to the white man?
They're stupid. We warned them, but they didn't listen. That's why we named the island after the stupid stuff that they traded it for. Their own lives. Do not go near that place.
For
spirits
if I do,
dwell there. Evil spirits.
What if I was passing by it and I saw a spirit?
It's trying to lead you to danger.
It disappeared.
It didn't work. It tried to lure you closer so you would crash onto the reef.
And then it just disappears?
The spirits are powerful.
Clearly.
So
theoretically, what would happen if someone were to go diving and take stuff away from that area?
They would be very angry.
And?
Kill the people?
Is
there anything else that you guys, Grant or Amanda, that you get your characters want to do to prepare for the expedition?
You know, just making sure the musket's clean.
There's like Puritans.
Spit shine the boots. And, yeah.
Get ready to go.
Yeah, look. And also look presentable for the captain. I mean, you know, you kind of want to be first guy to get the action, make notice.
Are you bringing any special equipment along?
You know, just make sure I tip off my flask.
Amanda, anything that you want to prepare?
I start creating as good a copy as I can of the maps, but I still take the originals with.
Okay. So you make a copy of the maps. So, it is morning time. You guys are all gathered at the dock. There is a longboat there. There's two longboats, and I'm assuming you have your canoe with you. So
what,
you're going to lead them.
Pedal behind you? Or row?
Yeah.
So your native guide starts leading the way. So go ahead and give me a roll. How are you going to guide them to where they need to go? It's a nice sunny day. Very calm waves.
Based on my knowledge of it, I'm going to have them come out and kind of come at it a little bit more directly, because I know that is the safest way from having canoed in the area before. And like,
okay.
I go slowly because the white man is not very good at keeping up with the Native American.
So, four dice. Go ahead and roll to lead them. Mother Nature is not trying too hard against you. In fact, she gets no successes.
No success. I have to get a two?
Depends. Are you using any of your skills?
Can I use Hunter to be tracking where everyone else is in relation to me and where I am in relation to them?
Sure. So one of the boats almost goes into a rock, and you're like, no.
Not over there!
Are you guys rowing?
I'd imagine I'm rowing. Yeah.
Okay. Give me a rowing roll.
Okay.
One die.
All right.
Unless you want to be like super awesome about your rowing or whatever.
Oh, I'm a sailor, I guess. I guess that only like changes how many success. What number is a success? So, no, that is not a success.
One of your boats seems to be lagging behind one of the two. Not just on you alone.
I'm using my vigilance to keep an eye out for obstacles and sea lions.
And sea lions.
He's very worried about beasts.
So give me...
I would be too if a sea lion was there.
Two dice. And try and get above anything under your vigilance. Add or under your vigilance is a success.
Good.
Two successes? You do see something as you're keeping an eye out. There is a triangle cutting its way through the water.
Triangle. Define triangle.
Finn.
Beast! Young sir, there's a thing over there.
It actually seems to be coming right towards your boat.
I get to the center of the boat and get everyone's attention.
Alright, well...
Protect me!
I think this is a good time to shoot something.
So you're gonna shoot it?
Yeah. Well, tell me a little bit more about its movement. Is it going like back and forth or straight?
It's going straight at her boat, Amanda's boat.
Okay.
Which is the other boat.
Okay, well...
They're not too far off from you, maybe 40 yards.
Alright. Now see ya, Scrubs. This is not any different from knocking off an Asar from their mount. And now I just like start tracking, leading forward past where the shark is, and you know, aiming a little bit towards the water. So, anyways.
And the shark is going to just go straight at the boat, so it is not trying to dodge too much.
Then, I have one, two, three success.
So you shoot the shark. It takes 2 points of damage.
Okay.
It is an efficient predator. The shark is going to come up to the side of the longboat and ram its head into the side of it to try and tip someone out. And then when one of the soldiers falls out, it's going to grab them in its jaws and drag them underneath the water and then bite down to kill it. So.
Do I see this shark?
Yes. When he shot at it, you noticed that they're...
How far away?
And when the scholar shouted, shark! You're pretty close to the front boat, so it's maybe 20 yards from you.
Can I paddle over and spear it, like spear fishing?
You could try, yeah. So you're going to paddle over and spear it?
I'm going to paddle over and spear it, but I'm also going to make sure that I don't want to rock the boat when I do that. So I'm going to brace myself to actually anticipate hitting something. But I've speared big fish in the past, and usually when you spear them, they pull you in. So I also try and be ready to, like, as soon as I hit it, I'll...
Something.
Yeah.
Okay, so four dice. So you're gonna... It is not trying to defend at all. It is just going to try and attack you. So what are you doing?
I'm in the middle of the boat.
That's it? You're just gonna be in the middle of the boat?
Grab a soldier.
You grab a soldier and hold on to him.
Protect me, young sir.
I dropped a dice.
And you scream that. Okay, so three dice. Are you afraid of beasts?
She is.
So three dice and you have only ones count as successes.
Oh dear. Help! Help me! I have one.
Can
success.
It gets three successes, so you're going to fall out of the boat.
I died!
Oh, not yet. Maybe.
Well, do I roll to spirit?
You can roll to spirit now. Well, she's gonna fall out of the boat unless you want to spend a token to make those all ones.
Sure. What does that mean in the future? How many do I get again?
We get as many as we want.
Yeah.
He gets to, though, use those to get all ones, though, later, if he wants to. So if he wants to succeed on something, like, let's say he wanted to make sure you fell in the boat, he would be able to grab the one that
I want
to
fall in the boat, too.
But... Fall into the water.
Yeah, let's not die.
Yet.
Yet.
So okay.
Does that mean I stay in the boat?
You catch yourself at the last minute, yep.
Oh my god, hyperventilating.
So now I roll the spirit?
Yep, and it is not defending.
Two.
Three successes.
You spear it, what happens? You've now gotten rid of all its lifeblood points, so you get to choose what happens. Do you kill it? Does it swim away?
I spear it, but then I lift it up into the air so that it...
You lift it up into the air?
Yes.
And it suffocates in the air.
It suffocates in the air.
And then you slam it back into the water or into your belt.
Oh, actually, I was thinking that I then lift it up into the air and then the spear just kind of rips out, so it kind of rips in half.
Okay, so
and
you
a mist
tear a
of
shark
blood
in half.
Is just...
So you tear the shark in half?
I am quite the savage.
Apparently. Take off the glasses.
They're just covered in blood.
As Justin, you stand triumphant on your canoe, spear held in the air, dead shark lying behind you.
Covered in blood.
Covered in blood. So you guys head around.
That'll be three shekels, my sir.
You lead them the rest of the way around, and it is high tide. It is morning. Taking about an hour and a half at this point to get here, but it was pretty quick. You are at the shoal, and they're trying to decide what to do. So what do you guys do?
Well,
you can see that there's a shoal there. It's covered by about 3 feet of water right now.
Okay. I'm staying away from it because my elders said I should. And I try and listen to them.
Well,
but
anyways, for those of us that are not don't buy into those bullshit superstitions. I mean, there's only the one and true God. How clear is the water?
Pretty clear at this point. You can actually see pretty well.
Okay, so on the shoal, what do I see?
It's pretty much like almost flat. I mean, there's like bumps in it, but it's pretty level all the way across, almost about a mile, and it gets pretty close to the shoreline. We could probably almost walk across it, really.
Considering sharks, that doesn't seem like the wisest option.
Sharks?
Yeah, you
saw
just
a shark.
Yeah.
You just saw what I did
to
the shark.
I think the emphasis was sharks. Like, plural?
Yeah.
Alright, so maybe navigate ourselves, like, right over the X.
The X is kind of vaguely placed, but you have a map, so go ahead and give me a one-die history roll to try and read the map.
Fuck. Fail. I had five.
You get navigated right over where they think the X is, so it's just part of the flat shoal. The bottom of your boat seems to be bumping against it, but you've got maybe an hour till the tide starts going out. What are you going to do?
Okay, so...
Simon Fernandez stands up and says, "Who will volunteer first? We need someone to dive under the water." We will attach a rope and pull you back out.
All right, well...
Who volunteers first?
Well...
I will! Shouts one of the men.
All right, well...
No, I will! Someone else shouts. Are you guys going to throw yourself into the pool to be chosen?
I don't know how to swim.
Do you know how to sink?
I want to earn my promotion, so I'm going to raise a hand.
And do you do that by paying people to promote you?
Call high or low, Grant?
I will take the low road.
So Captain Fernandez seems to be looking around, and he points to another man and says, you will be our first. And so they tie a rope, and they're like, good sailor, can you swim? And he's like, no, of course not. He's like, very well. We shall pull you to the surface. Tug twice on the rope once you have found the treasure. Go! And the guy jumps out of the boat, splashes into the water, and then just sort of stands there, like chest deep in the water. And he sort of looks around, and then he starts stomping around. So are you guys going to help him navigate, like try and point out where he should go, or are you just going to sort of wait?
I guess we'll try to look out for anything interesting or helpful.
Or sharky.
Yeah.
So do you have a roll for that? Otherwise it'd just be roll of diamonds, too.
I don't really have anything particular that
I
can really apply.
I have a vigilant that I would like to watch for sharks, because I'm terrified of sharks.
Okay. Anyways, I'll just go for it.
Yeah, just roll. And you can roll vigilant. Amanda, if you want to roll a die for vigilant, keeping an eye out for sharks.
Nope.
I guess.
Okay.
Alright. Yep, so I get a success.
Is that something on the... Nope, that's a wave. Oh, I see another... Oh, that's a wave.
Yep.
There's waves.
I did get a success, though, on
well,
my...
That's a lake. Sharks live in those. So, Grant, you get a success. You're like, there's a cave opening over there. Mm. So he heads over, and all of a sudden, boom, he just goes under. Mm. Down into a cave.
Like, unnaturally he goes under, or...?
No, like, he drops into the cave.
Yep, there's a depth.
5 seconds, 10 seconds, 15 seconds, 20 seconds... 30 seconds.
He needs air.
All of a sudden, the rope starts pulling.
Okay.
Tug, tug.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, then pull him in.
Okay. Give me a die roll for your... Do you have any strength skills?
Sailor.
Yep. Go ahead.
Used to pulling rope. Oh, well,
you might want to give a story on how you're pulling it.
Yeah, just kind of...
One hand over the other.
Yep.
Two dice?
All right. One success.
Okay. So you start pulling... and then all of a sudden the rope gets stuck, and it seems to be stuck on the edge of the reef.
Can we see him in there?
Nope.
Try to jostle it free. I use like a boarding hook maybe to like, you know, help navigate the, you know.
Okay. So roll me 3 dice for doing that. See if you can get it free.
No.
Dead.
What's your sailing skill?
3.
Okay. All of a sudden you, because you're not pulling alone, all of a sudden you all fall back into the boat. As the rope snaps into the air,
whoa!
Then he's just gone. You don't know where he is, but it snaps into the air, and the other end of the rope falls into the shoal.
Spirits not be liking you there.
I'll look into the water again.
Yes.
So still no sign of him.
Nope.
Apparently.
Can I still like see like a floating edge of the rope? Like
the rope's floating in the water, but the other side, no, you can't see it.
So I cannot see the other half
the other
of the,
end.
The other end of the severed.
That was tied to his waist? No.
No red water?
No red water, no.
What time of day
How much
it
rope
now?
Did he take with
morning.
Him?
Morning?
Mid-morning.
How much rope did he take with him when he was under? Like a lot, or?
No, maybe 20 feet more when he went down.
One of you could maybe walk over there and see where he is.
Yeah.
Alright, well.
You could row over there. It's all the same depth.
Well, I'm not. I told Elder I wouldn't. Doesn't mean I won't profit off of them, though.
Yeah, then I guess...
So you roll over. Yeah, you roll over there. Is your boat going to go over, Amanda? Okay. So you both go over, and you look down, and there seems to be just, like, the straight, almost perfectly circular hole going down. He's not there. Give me a vigilant roll.
Just one?
Yeah.
I peer down. I fail at seeing any.
Yeah, he's not down the hole at all. He's not there anymore. So you don't know if he wandered off somewhere.
Lake does not reach its depth.
Oh, no, you can see the bottom.
You can see the bottom of the hole?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So who's up next?
Well,
that's pretty much what Captain Fernandez says. Who's our next volunteer?
Woof.
Not it.
You good,
yeah,
sir.
All right. Let's figure this out. All right. Let's try this out.
You volunteered. Would you like to go down?
Yeah.
Everyone else is like, no.
All right. Let's give this a shot.
Maybe you could have two boats have two different ropes tied to you. So if one gets stuck, the other ones can pull. Or they could pull you out faster.
Or they'll get tangled together.
Hmm. Even better, for some reason.
Ah, so you're going to jump down in?
Yep.
Can you swim?
Good question. Can I swim? I mean, I've been on a boat. Not that really changes much.
Some sailors could swim.
Yeah.
So. Also, yeah. Yeah, I can, like, swim. Probably not that well.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Go ahead, give me, sailor roll to jump into the water.
Okay. Two. Success.
Okay, you jump down into the water. You get about 20 feet down. You can still see under the water. And you can see your fellow sailor.
Oh.
He is about 10 feet down one of the side tunnels floating there.
Dead?
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to bring him back up.
Okay.
So, just kind of like, you know, kind of do like a bear hug, then kick back up.
Give me a bear hug and then a kick back up. Okay, just give me two dice.
Okay.
Try and swim up.
One success.
It takes you a bit, but you manage just before you're out of breath to get to the surface with him.
Okay.
And they pull the two of you into the boat. He is not breathing, he's dead.
Mm-hmm.
He does have the other end of the rope he has the other end of the rope tied around his waist still.
I guess I'll have a look at the end of the rope.
On his end?
On his end.
It seems like it cut, seems like a pretty even cut, not like it was worn away.
Not like it was like frayed on a piece of coral or anything like that.
No, and you actually look at the rope that was tied around your waist, and you can see the cut, and it looks pretty clean. And then like 2 feet on further, you can see where it had rubbed against the coral, but it was nowhere near worn through.
So like what? Someone cut it?
Like he cut it?
Or he cut it himself.
Does he have anything to cut it on him?
He does not.
Maybe he dropped it down there.
I know what it was. It was a swordfish.
Okay, well.
You made it successfully back. So would you like to go down again and see if you can find the treasure?
Or for whatever he used to cut himself free. By the way, do you have like a knife on you to stab anything or to free yourself?
I've got a knife. It would make sense for a soldier to have a knife. Well, basically anyone in this Tiberian town.
Yeah. So you have a knife. Would you like to go back down? Or which one of you guys like to go down?
Oh, no, I'm still staying away.
Okay.
Is that a
shark on the horizon?
The shark's
on the horizon. All right, I'm going to go back down one more time.
Okay.
And if it turns up anything, if I don't see anything else, I'm done.
Okay.
Did it look like a reef on the inside of it, or what did it look like?
It looked like a reef. I mean, as far as you can see.
All right. So another sailor roll?
Yep.
Just one die?
Just give me one die.
No.
So you fall in. You don't really get a good breath before you get down there. So you fall in and you're looking around. What are you looking for? Are you going to look down the tunnels? Or are you going to look for, like, the guy's knife or whatever he was using that he cut himself free with?
I'll just look for anything that has a glint to it, really. I mean, that's probably about as well as I could see anyway.
It looks like there's, like, three different sort of caves that go off here. Down one of them you see sort of, like, some sort of glint.
Okay.
Maybe a bit of metal or something like that. Maybe there is metal down here for treasure.
Yeah, I'll have a look at the glint.
You're underwater. You start swimming towards the glint.
Mm-hmm.
So that's your first round of air. So for under soldier, give me a roll.
Well, sailor.
Sailor. Give me a roll under sailor. Yep.
Yeah. Success.
You sense something swimming up behind you.
I look behind me.
It's a little fuzzy, but it looks like there's a person in the water behind you, and then all of a sudden they grab you. It's hard to see because it's dark and you're trying to view underwater, but someone swims up behind you. They are going to wrap their arms around you.
Okay.
And try and squeeze all of the air out of your lungs.
Okay, well, I'm pretty confident in the knowledge that it isn't someone from the boat. So, I'm going to have... You know, I'm assuming that I have a knife out, and I will try to not be hugged.
Two dice.
Okay, two dice.
Yep, you have a knife and you're going to try not to be hooked.
Yes. Failure.
One success.
Okay.
So you take 1 point of damage. Okay. They squeeze a bunch of air out of your lungs.
Okay.
You're struggling to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so you are down. You have 3 rounds underwater. That was the first one before you start losing air.
Okay, then I'm doing to do what I can to escape.
How are you escaping?
I'm just going to, like, maybe stab my knife into whoever this is and, like, try to break free and get out.
Okay, so 3 dice. As they hug you, you feel their claws rake across your arms and their slimy skin brush up against you, and you feel a whole bunch of tiny pinpricks in your shoulder as they bite down.
Okay.
And they try and hold you in place.
2 success.
They got 1 success, so you managed to escape.
Okay.
You have 1 round left of air. You are in the main tunnel. Are you going to swim upwards?
Swim up.
Anything else that you want to do?
Like kick off the wall.
I'm tugging rope, tugging rope. I'm doing whatever I can to get out.
Okay, so you kick off the wall, tug on the rope, and swim upwards. So that's 3 dice.
Okay.
It is going to kick its fins after you, reach out with its claws to try and grab your ankles, and then pull you down back under the water as long as it can until you run out of breath.
2 success.
No successes. So you are up above the water.
Yeah.
Medic!
So as soon as I, like, gasp air, and, like, can I, like, actually, like, talk?
Yeah.
I am saying, this is the devil's waters.
So you say that, so you, mm-hmm. they pull him into the boat, you can sort of hear him from the edge.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear it because the boats are right next to each other. He says, these are the devil's waters. At which point, the boats start to rock. Something hit your boat from underneath. Probably a shark.
Hit them?
Big fish, maybe 5-6 feet long. Just seem to swim out of a hole in the reef and slam into the boat and then dive back down. So your boat starts just rocking, Amanda.
To grab on something for support and try to see what is happening outside the boat.
Okay, so that's 2 dice for vigilant.
1.
There is some sort of creature, like a fish or something, that you see actually come up beneath the other boat, and it slams into the front of the boat, and the whole boat starts rocking. At which point, one of the men in your boat falls off the side, and he starts shouting, I cannot swim! Throw me the rope! And then you see...
Savage! Come save us again!
I'm just your guide!
And then you both see all 3 of you see a webbed hand reach up and grab his throat and pull him under the water, and he just disappears into the reef.
How fast does it disappear?
Grab, pull, gone.
So like,
boom. Yes.
All right, and this is a no-go. Let us get out of here.
Where did you find this map?
Quick, men, row out of here. So they all start rowing. Amanda gets out of there quicker. Your boat, after a bunch, getting hit a couple of times and rocking back and forth, makes it without tipping over.
Okay.
In the sound. Are you staying or are you going?
I'll turn around.
Okay, you were not put quite to the reef, so nothing's attacking your boat. So you guys are back in the main sound. You are down 2 guys, 2 soldiers. Are you going to go back in and see if you can find what's going on?
To
the reef? Or are you going to head home?
We're going home.
I need a strong drink.
All right, we know what happened to our drowned companion now. And he was probably just out at the docks. So they're there too.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that. So if we look at the cuts on Grant. Cuts?
Yeah, he has some scratches across his arm.
These are the same cuts that...
Yep.
That,
they are very similar cuts.
Is he going to turn into a mermaid now?
You don't know what is going to happen.
He's a white walker.
So you start rowing away, they sort of roll, but a lot quicker than you were rowing. You kind of turn, so Justin, you turn back to sort of look at the reef, and you could swear for a second that you could see the golden idol sitting on the shoreline, just staring out across the reef. But then you blink and look again, and you don't see anything there.
I think of the idol, does it have webbed hands?
You know, it kind of does.
Hmm.
Okay, so you guys row back. Grant, you immediately go and acquire some more courage from underneath your floorboards.
Yep, and then I'm going to talk to the priest.
So you're going to head to the priest. Amanda, what are you doing?
I'm going to go to the books to see if there's any...
I check on the idol, so actually when I...
Going yeah, over, they kind of leave you behind all right. outside the reef. So,
so I head over to where the idol would be.
It's still sitting there.
Has its position moved?
Nope. It looks the same.
Anything written about these weird creatures with webbed hands?
Give me history.
How many?
Just one.
Unless you can say which, like, book or something, right?
Yeah.
I pass.
I mean, there's stories of mermaids.
Are they...
Vicious sirens that
vicious?
Call sailors to their dooms on shoals and reefs and rocky shores. So maybe they're mermaids? That's what you can find out.
Okay.
Yeah, Justin, you wanted to go back to...
My idol.
Okay, you head back to your idol.
What does my... This idol, does it look like a mermaid, or...?
No, it looks like a fish.
Wow, that is creepy looking.
So that's what the idol looks like. But yeah, it doesn't seem to have moved. It's still hidden under all the leaves and everything. And none of them have been disturbed, it seems like, exactly how you left it. The rock, this rock here, that rock there.
I track around the area to make sure no footprints of anything has been...
No footprints. Nope, none
footprints?
Whatsoever. Nope. In fact, no animal tracks whatsoever over the last week.
That is weird.
Nothing within, like, maybe 100 feet or so.
So no birds?
Do I think
back... Yeah, there's no birds chirping here.
Then I think back to then, like, where I stashed it last time.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any wildlife, like, disturbances around there when I stashed it there?
No, it was pretty quiet.
Like, too quiet.
Yeah, almost.
I move the idol now to someplace where I know there was animal activity.
Okay, give me a hunter roll. See if you can find a...
I'm looking for game trails. You know, you want to even that? I head towards, like, any noises or birds
mm-hmm.
chirping or anything. I don't care which.
Okay.
I know there's a great patch of berries over here that always attract, like, birds or deer to eat them, so
mm-hmm.
I'm going to head over there. How many?
Three.
Two successes.
Okay, yeah, you find a place. There's a game trail running through it, a bunch of berries.
I find then a place to stash it around
okay.
there, same procedure.
So you stash it there. Amanda, you were looking into history. Mermaids is the best explanation you can come up with. Grant, what are you doing?
I'm talking to the priest to get what needs to be done for any extra protections against demons. Because there are demons
okay.
in the water.
So you go to the priest,
mm-hmm.
You start talking with him about demons and such, and he says that you need to put up crosses around the town.
Okay.
And you need to bless all of the entrances to the town.
Okay.
So he starts doing that.
Yes.
Blessing
holy
water, because holy water will defend you against the demons.
Yep. Yes, I'm fully helping the priest in these matters.
Somehow you magically produce, like, a whole bunch of bottles for him to fill with holy water.
Yes. I may be a sinner, but I try to be a pious man, but probably only in the face of, like, physical, actual demons that I can see.
The priest blesses a bunch of holy water
mm-hmm.
for you and protects the town against demons.
Mm-hmm.
The sea seems abnormally calm at the moment.
Mm.
Like, it was kind of rough in the morning, but not too bad. Now it's just, like, dead still. Like, glassy sea. So it is getting on towards later afternoon. You've gotten the priest to bless things. You've read about mermaids. And you've moved your statue.
Moved the statue, and I'm talking now to the village elder about...
Okay. So you canoe across the village elder?
I mean, and that's where I live, too,
yeah.
So...
You go home.
Go home and talk to the village elder about the fish people. Like, what?
The evil spirits.
Yes. Tell me about them, their culture, whatever we know.
They have no culture. They're evil spirits.
Oh, they're just literally evil spirits.
Yeah.
How do we keep them away?
They do not come to this part of the land.
What have we done to keep them away?
The land is marked
by
protective symbols.
Like?
He draws a protective symbol on the ground.
So these are the symbols that ward them away?
Mm-hmm.
Is it something special, like where they have to be drawn or how they have to be drawn? Or
no, we just say an incantation and draw it.
What's the incantation?
He tells it to you. It's a pretty short one.
Easy to remember.
Yeah. But yeah, he draws the symbol for you. Sort of a weird most of the symbols are sort of circular and stuff, but this is just like straight lines.
Geometric shaped?
So that's what you do. You talk with the village elder. You've looked up mermaids. What else do you want to look up?
So,
anything? Or...
Does anyone live like on this part of the island?
No.
You're everyone
colonizing
lives here.
That island.
For some reason, even though there's a lot of wildlife here, none of the native tribes have colonized it.
But we're happy to sell it.
Are there like recorded histories or people take not histories,
no.
but
no, the,
they,
this
are
area?
Records?
No, you are some of the first Europeans here ever. It's 1587.
I'm gonna be honest, having a historian is kind of useless on the island.
Well, for like what's been going on, yeah. There are people who live outside the walls, but they all live really close in.
Are there any natives I can talk to?
No. You don't know where he went. You left him behind at the reef. Maybe something happened to him there.
Well, usually I show up every day.
Yeah. He'll probably show up later.
Probably with fish.
Mm-hmm. Grant, what do you want to do? Anything?
Well, I'm also assuming that whatever's left of the soldiers are definitely on guard.
Yes. Yes, they are.
What if I were to draw that protective symbol on my boat? I asked the elder.
Your boat would have a symbol on it.
It may work against... we've only ever done it on land to mark the land. It may mark your boat as protected.
Or...
It may not.
It wouldn't be like... Attack this person?
No. Granted, the soldiers are keeping watch, and that's why they notice you hear shouts in the late afternoon of, there's something moving in the water.
Alright, well, on top of my cross, I also have my musket.
So you look out...
Or when the Lord tells you to defend yourself.
There is something sort of swimming very slowly back and forth.
Okay.
You're a soldier, right?
Yep.
So, you're a sailor. It is not attacking. If anything, it almost seems like it's just watching or scouting.
Does it, like, appear like a fish? Or...
It's hard to see, but yeah, it's maybe six feet long. It looks like a fish.
Fin?
There's not a fin poking up, no.
Hmm. Is it swimming like a fish, though? Or is it swimming something like fish-like?
It's swimming more like an eel, sort of, like, undulating its body.
Like a dolphin?
Yeah, like a dolphin.
Sea cow? The thing that apparently looks like a mermaid?
Yes. Yeah, it does look like a mermaid. Yeah, because it does swim like that. Undulating its body back and forth.
Okay.
So it's almost like it's scouting or waiting to attack.
Did I become your friend?
Waiting to attack. I'm going to shoot it.
It might not be peaceful. Kill it!
Alright, one die, two die.
If you're just going to shoot it, one die.
One die.
If you want to describe how you're shooting it, you can add more dice.
I will say a couple of soldiers that I know that are good mark. All right, men. These are slippery beasties and in league with the devil, so it will take many shots to take down. When you're ready, I'm also like, you know, drilling them. Ready, aim, fire, and maybe try to take it out in one volley.
Okay.
So
four dice.
Okay.
I just got two for his undulated swing.
Okay.
It does not succeed at all.
One, two, three.
Three successes?
Yep.
You shoot it. There is a horrific burbling scream that comes from the ocean. And you see a fish floating on the surface of the water. It's floating there dead. Or at least you assume dead.
6 foot long fish?
Yep. Are you going to aim your guns at it still? Or are you going to send someone out to collect it?
I'm pretty well motivated to see this thing to be sure it's dead. So I'm going to grab a boarding hook, you know, just like a big hook on a pole, and then just like go right in it and then like drag it onto the dock.
Go ahead and give me two dice to hook it and pull it onto the dock.
One success.
So you start pulling it towards the dock, and then two sets of webbed hands reach up. One grabs onto the body and sort of pulls it off the hook and under the water. And the other pair reach up and grab your hook and snap it in half.
Ooh.
The wood. Throwing the hook into the water. And they get three successes.
Alright, then I am letting go of the pole and running back to shore.
As a hand grasps at your ankle, you run back to shore, but it misses you.
Alright, well...
You run back to shore, and all of the fishy things disappear into the water. And about 10 minutes later, there's another shape swimming lazily back and forth, further out this time. Maybe about 100 yards out.
So, what sort of boats are in the dock right now?
You have a galleon and two longboats.
So the galleon, hopefully that's too big for them.
It seems like they are waiting for something. Are you going to communicate with your scholar at all? Scholar, are you going to do anything but
I'm
sit here?
I'm hearing the commotion outside.
There's something in the water. Bang, 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 bang.
What is going on? I go up to one of the people that are watching and get the information from them.
Okay. The people tell you, the soldiers are firing on something. Go ask him. They point to Grant's character. He knows.
So I go up and talk to, what's his name?
Barnaby Barton.
Barnaby.
So you're talking to Barnaby. So do you tell Barnaby. Simon what's going on?
It's the demons. The demons at the shoals. They followed us back. And they'll drag us all down to hell.
What exactly do these demons look like, sir?
They're clad in scales like fish. Arms and legs like a man, but webbed with fins. And teeth and claws. Look what they've done to my arms, my beautiful arms.
I look at his arms.
Yeah, you can see the claws. Any change? They seem puffier.
Are they infected?
Maybe. Were his hands that webby before?
He has webby hands.
I don't know. Were they?
He's no gills. He's good.
So you do notice, being the scholar scientist that you are,
Amanda,
know that these things must live at the Wreath, because that's where you were. If they live there, they probably live underwater. So maybe they don't like the sunlight. Maybe they're waiting till it's darker, because they usually live underwater where it's darker. Maybe they're waiting till nighttime to attack, based on what he said, since they seem to be waiting. Mm-hmm. So that's what you guys find out. Justin, what are you doing? You've met with your elder.
I talked to the elder more about, how do you kill these things, elder?
You don't? Don't mess with them.
What if you encountered one?
You flee? Run away?
What if they catch you?
Then they kill you and eat you?
It's pretty black and white here, sir.
Well, they would kill and eat.
Why?
You're a man.
What do they do to the women?
The women become pregnant. So that's what he tells you. It is starting to get towards evening time. Are you going to stay in the village? Are you going to head back to the town to check on how they're doing? Where are you staying for the night?
In the village.
You're going to stay here?
I have no reason to think that there's anything going to happen to them. Okay. Unless the elder tells me something.
Why are you asking all these questions?
Oh,
did you disturb the reef?
They did.
Their doom will come upon them at sunset.
Do they walk on the land?
They can, yes.
How do you keep them from walking on the land?
Unless the land is protected, you cannot. You can fight them off and flee, but
they'll come back in greater numbers.
Yeah.
So then one of the men, though, he was attacked, but he survived. He got clawed and bitten, it looked like.
You can flee from them, yes, but you cannot kill them.
Well, how can you not kill them?
They're evil spirits. They're not killable.
Surely we must have something that can kill them.
No. So you know that those things are going to attack the town tonight, but you don't know if they know that they're going to be attacked tonight. You could just leave them to their fate. Of course, you haven't gotten paid yet.
Wait, I thought I was getting paid by the Spanish that I was giving it to.
True. So you do have to have to go meet the Spanish on the island tomorrow at dawn.
Probably only Fernandez that will respect your deal. Otherwise, you're just some guy with a crummy idol, and it's like, oh, hey, there's a brown person in way of our gold. But I wonder what the Spanish will think.
So, Justin, while you're thinking about your village, Grant and Amanda, you know that the colony will probably be attacked tonight. You don't know at sunset or when it's completely dark out.
I have some ideas about defending the town. So we have, like, a barricade on the outside of town, like a wall of wooden stocks, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What about sea defenses?
You don't have any defenses from the sea.
Okay, well then I think we need to hack stuff up, and I'm thinking like building like some pyres along the waterfront.
Okay.
I guess I do decide that I should protect them.
The goodness in your heart wins.
You don't have to go back to the village. You could just go to your idol. You should probably check on it, see what's going on with it.
You're drawn to it.
No, actually, am I drawn to it, or...?
Well, you should probably check on it, you feel like. You also do have to, you still do have to move it like a mile through the marsh to meet the Spanish.
Well, I can do that in the morning.
They're meeting you at dawn.
Do that pre-dawn. I can't do that if I'm all worn out from an action sequence of fun.
Does my research say anything about killing these fictional mermaids?
Mermaids?
Or mermen.
Or whatever they are?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can kill them.
With?
guns, swords, however you kill normal stuff.
Okay.
I mean, the only trick is they're, you know, they sing and then their voices lure you in.
To
your doom on the rocky shores.
Mm-hmm.
Have you not read The Odyssey? It's a classic.
No.
Yeah, so I'm thinking like hires for like light. Adequate light to see by, and maybe some, well, don't really have time to dig out trenches or anything.
You have time to do three actions.
Alright.
You have enough people and time to do three actions. So pile up a bunch of bonfires and pyres and light
yep,
them.
Yep. I'd say some, they're also really, really strong.
Do you have a barricade?
Well, we could like sub some makeshift barricades.
So that at least funnels them into a central.
Uh-huh. Yep. And on the funnels, how much gunpowder do we have?
Not much.
All right, so we'll probably need a few
just
shots.
Enough for your bullets.
Enough for the bullets, but we probably can't like lay down a mine or something.
You could, but then you can't fire as many bullets.
I'd say maybe like one mine. Spare enough gunpowder for that.
A grenade?
A mine. I'm assuming there'd probably be enough for them to like funnel into a thing.
Oh no, by all means, carry a grenade with you. That won't go wrong at all.
They had grenadiers during this time.
He's a sailor, not a grenadier.
So you set a mine. Yep, set a mine.
At the end of your funnels and your pyres.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's what everyone's doing. Amanda, is there anything else you want to do? Arm yourself, get drunk, read some more books.
I'm going to flee
into the woods.
I'm going to look into my books and find anything on battle tactics.
So you read up on battle tactics. Justin, what is your character doing?
I've already gone back to the village to draw symbols on.
So you get to the village as the sun is setting.
Okay.
You get to the village and at first they're like, "This one of them is coming!" And they raise their guns at you.
No, it's the one who brings us stuff!
It's the native. They do not fire upon you. At this point, the sun sets. It is now dark out. There's flaming fires.
Could I have already started carving symbols into their fort words?
You start carving a symbol and one of the people runs up to you and is like, "Don't destroy that! That's a barricade!" And they start dragging you away from it.
Can I explain to them that I'm protecting them from the spirits?
With your own native magic, which is
heathen voodoo magic,
which is heathen
voodoo magic.
And this is, I hand you a cross. Here you go. And then
I carve it into the cross.
Then I sprinkle some holy water on you that kind of has, rather a stinging smell to it.
So you have a cross. Every time you try and carve a symbol or whatever, they stop you and they're like, "No, you'll let the demons in." You've carved the sign that the elder gave you onto there.
So I have a bow, arrow,
probably hatchets, a bunch of arrows, two hatchets.
Rope.
Everyone is standing out watching the shoreline when all of a sudden they see a head or something poke up above the water and start moving towards the land. The soldiers, a bunch of them, raise their guns and get ready to fire at it. Are you going to stop them, Grant, or are you going to have them fire right away?
I'm going to say, wait until you have a clean shot, like when its torso is like clearly above water.
So it starts to rise up, and then another one, and another one, and a fourth, and a fifth, and a sixth, and a seventh, and an eighth.
Okay,
and at this point, the first one is about waist high up. You can see it's got giant bulbous eyes and sort of a fish mouth, but it looks vaguely humanoid. It's got webbed hands. Mm-hmm. And fins along its arms, but it does have arms and legs that it's walking on. It seems very angry as it's just sort of marching towards you.
Okay, well, yeah, then
fire. Give me three dice for your soldiers to be firing.
All right, go marksman. Two success.
Several of them drop into the water as they fire volley after volley, but more are coming up. One here, another, till suddenly the entire beach is covered in them, just slowly walking. There must be 200-300 of them, just slowly walking out of the water.
How many soldiers are here?
About 40, plus another maybe 120 civilians. And you?
Myself not being a fighter, I am going to be rounding up the civilians and trying to move them to safety and...
How are you going to move them to safety? Are you going to have them completely...
To the church!
Everyone crams into the tiny church. So you have all the civilians.
I have carved symbols into the church, like hiding away from them.
No, the priest would not let you anywhere near. You are not allowed within 20 yards of the church.
I'm okay with that.
Once we're in there, though, we don't know what's going on
outside. That's kind of what I was thinking.
Yep. The priest now is ushering people into a church, so if you wanted, whatever these things are almost to the walls, and will either we start to be funneled in or start to attack the walls or whatever. But the priest is distracted now. You could run to the church and carve the symbol on it if you wanted.
I do that.
You're going to do that? So the guild monstrosities have come out of the water. They sort of swipe at the wall, but then they all sort of funnel inwards towards your mine. All
right.
Is there a door that they would have to get through? Oh, so that something that actually stops their progression?
There's a loose pile of wood there.
That they would have to crawl over?
Or push aside or something, yeah.
Yeah.
First ones get there and they start to try to break it down.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to say hold and wait for more to get on top of the mine.
Oh, there's a ton of them. They're just packed in there. There's probably 100 right in the one little spot. They're pressed up against each other, clawing at the gate.
Oh, okay, well.
It's worse than Black Friday.
They have broken down some of the planks, but most of them are still standing.
Okay, all right, it seems like this is a good time as any to blow the keg then, really.
Okay.
Yeah, let's blow the keg.
You light the fuse. They continue to press up against it, swiping their arms at the walls and the gate and trying to destroy it. As you see, hundreds more are pouring out of the sea, just filling the entire beach all the way from the walls into the sea, and their heads go under the water. You have no idea how far they go.
Are they all from one side, or is it from all sides?
Just from the sea. They all are coming from the sea.
Oh, so this entire area is...
Yes.
Like, so there's no way to...
Like 100 yards, just like the entire thing. They're just filled, and they just crush forwards. They break down the gate a little bit more, then all of a sudden there's a huge explosion, and then just these things just keep... They just fly everywhere. On fire, bits and pieces of them fly everywhere, and there's a moment of respite, and then the horde just pushes into the crater that was left and surges forward into the town.
Oh, God.
So what do you do, Grant?
So we've killed, a couple hundred of these bastards right by now, or,
about 150 of them.
150? And there's hundreds more yet.
Yes.
Then I am gonna say fall back.
Fall back where? To the walls? Forest? The church?
There's no more room into the church.
Nope, the church is pretty full.
Yeah, I'm saying there's no more room in the church.
Mm-hmm. The priest blesses the doors of the church and slams them shut. Yeah. And are you going inside or outside the church? There's enough room for maybe one more person inside if you really squish.
I'm going to say...
outside. I'll be...
I'm going to say to the soldiers to fall back to the barricade walls. The proper walls.
Okay, so you have your back up against the walls of the outside of the village.
Mm-hmm.
These things are streaming in the middle of the village and just sort of spreading out and just pounding down the walls, tearing apart the windows. You see a bunch of them run out of your house carrying your booze. Okay. They're attacking every building but the church.
But the church.
Amanda, you stand in front of the church, and they come up to you, and then they turn and move on. You stand there with your knife, and you're like, "Stay back, monster!" And it comes up to you, sort of looks at you, and then moves on.
I feel empowered.
You do. They're not attacking the church. You are defending the church. Justin, what are you doing? You carved the symbol into the church, and now they're swarming into town. Are you staying or fleeing? The soldiers have fallen back to the palisades, basically.
Is there any other large building that I can carve the symbol in? Like a barracks?
The barracks is overrun already. All the buildings have been overrun. In 30 seconds, they've just overrun the whole town. You need to either fight them or flee.
What if I climbed on top of the church?
You can climb on top of the church, too.
That'd be safe?
I don't know, give me a climb check.
So, I look for, a good foothold area, so probably the windows would probably be a good place to start. And I look for footholds and...
Two dice.
Two twos.
Okay, so you climb up the windows, you feel a webbed hand grab at your ankle, but doesn't grasp onto it. And you are on the edge of the steep slope of the church road.
Can I climb up towards the steeple?
Yeah, go ahead, give me a roll.
So again, now I'm kind of in a more prone position, so I have all four legs, so I'm much more stable on this. Can I look for any footholds or parts where the winters have worn away a bit more on the roof, so it's a bit...
This building was just built in spring.
Oh, was it?
Mm-hmm.
How, like, can I kick off or really kick my foot in to create better footholds on the church? So I'm going to do that.
Three dice.
Two success.
So you are on the steeple? Inside the church, the people can hear something climbing on the building as the horde surges around them. Amanda, you're standing out front in front of it. Grant, the men are pressed up against the walls. This just never seems to end. They just keep coming out of the ocean. Are you going to stay or are you going to flee?
I'm going to flee to the woods.
Give me a roll.
I don't know when to live.
You flee into the woods, you trip and fall and run into some trees a bit, and all the other soldiers break into the woods and flee. You find a big cypress tree and climb up it, and sort of find a place that you can rest in the branches. And you hear maybe a monster, maybe a man run past a couple of times. Amanda, you sort of sit down on the steps of the church, and they destroy the town, but none of them get close to you. And Justin, you hold on to the top of the church until morning rises, all of you guys.
Oh, I'm standing vigilant over the church.
You stand there vigilant. They destroy the town. They chase soldiers into the woods. But the church is not touched. You guys are all alive in the morning. Justin, they are pretty much gone. Dawn is starting to break. Are you going to go to your meeting?
Yes.
Okay.
Where is my meetup person, like my person who's going to mediate?
You have no clue. He ran off into the woods with the soldiers.
Of course he did.
I mean, you could go there and hope for the best.
Well, I mean, I parked my boat near the woods, so...
Yep.
I have to head through there, so I'm going to try and track the soldiers on my way over to my boat.
You find two dead soldiers, and then you find another one that's hidden up a tree.
Hidden up a tree?
Yep.
But I ask him if he's seen...
Captain Fernandez? No.
Fernandez.
No, he fled to the south. He thinks.
How far south?
He doesn't know. He was fleeing for his life. So it's time to... You have to make a choice. Are you going to go to the meeting or are you going to skip the meeting?
Go to the meeting. That's going to get me my money.
So you go, you pick up the gold statue. It seems to have a huge grin on its face, but you don't know why.
I don't remember that.
And you go to the south end of the island, and there is a Spanish ship there. And there's a couple of men that are rowing to the shore in a longboat right now.
How many men?
There's five of them.
I can take them.
So they row up to the island, and one of them says, Captain Fernandez said you had something for us?
Yes, I hand them this knapsack.
He has a giant bag full of something. Trade with you.
Yep.
He trades with you.
Yep.
They take that. You see them, they row back to the ship, and you have all of your coins that you were promised, as far as you can tell, are pretty close to it. They take it back to the ship, and you could swear as they get onto the ship and the ship starts to sail away, you could see, like, someone climbing up the back of the ship, but you shake it off and start heading home. So it is close to the end now, yep, so we have to decide how your story ends.
Only two,
which means... Heroic escape.
Nice.
So you escape the doomed island. So you guys narrate the details of your escape and what happens to your characters afterward. Within the bounds of it, Governor White told you if you're going to leave the island to tell where you're going next. And there is a group of them that are going to go over to Croatoan Island. So they carve Croatoan into the tree before they go. Are you guys heading with them?
Quick question. Is the galleon left?
No.
I'd imagine so.
It's in the harbor. It's the anchor chains were torn apart, and it's sort of floating out here.
Oh, so it's actually still serviceable.
No, because it ran aground on the island across the way. It needs to be repaired. You could repair it over winter. So it's on the island where the other native tribe is, the Croatoans.
Yeah, it seems like we need to just make winter on Croatoan and then get the hell away from here.
Okay, so you guys make winter on Croatoan. Are you going with them?
Yeah.
Okay, and you're going to stick as a trader around the area?
Trader, made enough money to more or less make sure that...
Retire?
Well, yeah, but more so the white man never bothered my tribe.
So where do you go after the winter's over? Do you stay on Croatoan Island? Do you go to the mainland? Do you move inland? What happens to the colony?
I was thinking inland sounds like a good idea.
That's what Simon thinks.
Yep.
Too many fishes.
So you guys head inland in the spring. Do you set up another town, or you just join in with a native village?
Oh, let's see here. I think Barnaby would be averse to joining a native village.
So you guys head inland and set up another village inland, working with the nicer seeming natives in your idea, but not setting up your own village. Amanda, you salvage as many books as you can to take with you, and you guys find what you can from the village and move on. But then, of course, you know, 3 years later, after the Spanish-English War finally is ended and Governor White finally makes it back to the island, all he discovers is an abandoned village and the word Croatoan carved into a tree. And he tries to make for the island, a squall stops him, and no one ever quite knows what happens to the colony of Roanoke. So that's the game.